Hello, I'm Maria Mammoth, GM of the Musafirs. You're listening to the Musafirs, a decolonized actual play podcast. This podcast is set in Sarzamine, a D&D 5e South Asian campaign setting of my creation. Before our pilot episode, I wanted to release a special Get to Know the Players and Characters vignette. As a note, you can hear Ajay, Amar, and Jabari play their characters on our first episode that will release on Monday, May 6th. Leona, however, was not available on our first recording session and will join our story from episode 2 onwards. Anyhow, let's hear more from our players about themselves and what you can expect from their characters.
My name is Ajay Pandey. I use he, him pronouns, and I go to college. I don't have any big thing to plug right now, but I am on not really used Twitter. That's at Ajay Pandey. That's just my name. And you will see me occasionally retweet things. I'm just really excited to, like, play D&D in a setting that's just, like, not crap.
Aw, thank you. That is quite the compliment. I am not crap.
I'm really excited for Sarzamine. It's going to be really exciting. I will be playing Anika Ran, a level 3 human fighter. She is, like, 43-ish. She's tall, on the taller side, burly. She walks with a bit of a limp at a given time. And she has this constant, just like, yeah, what do you want kind of look. And she generally keeps quiet. And very much, like, tries to play the silent, unintelligent fighter while secretly paying very close attention to what's going around her. And every once in a while, she'll give this, like, comment that kind of lets on that she knows more, that indicates she knows more than she lets on. She wears just chainmail at all times, carries a sword and shield at all times. And if anyone were to, like, look too closely at her hands, they would notice just small scars going all the way across the tops of her knuckles.
Hey everyone, I'm Amr. My pronouns are they, them. I am found on the interwebs on Twitter at Amaraz, which is where I am on Twitter and Discord. I'm an Egyptian non-binary game designer, and I'm kind of just around everywhere scrambling with a bunch of projects. There aren't a many centralized place to find them yet, but my Twitter is the best place to find out about that. The biggest project that I'm currently publicly involved with is Voices at Play, which is a podcast where we play games by marginalized creators, and we buy a bunch of pod copies of them, test them out ourselves, so you get a bunch of different play experiences to listen to, and then, you know, hopefully we can support the marginalized creators that way, and you guys can find cool, interesting games to play. I will be playing Aduri Kahani, who goes by Bulbul. They are non-binary, rogue, and musician, who travels around with their sarangi, and try to collect as many stories as they can from across the land. They have a variety of stories in their repertoire, but they're always looking for more to pick up, and they're always willing to trade stories in order to kind of be more aware of what's going on. And they're even willing to take on jobs or go as far as to duel people for stories. I am playing a tabaxi, though most of the time you wouldn't know it because they do a pretty good job of covering most of themselves with their outfit. Their appearance is relatively tall. They usually wear clothes that cover their entire body. Depending on the situation, they'll either wear simple clothes for travel, or they will wear clothes to suit the occasion or to complement the story they want to tell. Either if they have a specific story they're going to perform, or if they're trying to tell a story about themselves and the situation they find themselves in. They are more mask in appearance generally, but have a lot of things around them that kind of express more of a femme persona with a lot of their outfit choices, as well as their nickname.
Hey, so I'm Jabari Weathers. I'm a Black non-binary game designer, and I'm also an illustrator, mostly for pen and paper role-playing games. You can find my illustrations at JMW Illustration, and you can find some of my game design stuff at lunarveil.press. On Twitter, if you want to follow me there, that's where I do most of my game-related talking. Goblin Prince, that is my Twitter handle. So I'll be playing Adhila Das. She is a third level barbarian.
Playing a barbarian?
Oh, sorry, bard.
Yeah, I was just like, wait.
Sorry, in my brain I said bard, and my voice said barbarian, apparently. That's disturbing. I'm also, like, reading off of my sheet as I go, and so I don't know how that happened, but that really freaks me out. She is a third level bard. Her background is noble, but that's kind of a borrowed measure of status from her adoptive parents. She is a half-orc who isn't from the same region as her parents or from the city, but her parents kind of work as like business liaisons and like and kind of socialites, like wealthy socialites who were looking for like a protege to like foster into their lineage. So they found it in this adopted child. But that didn't quite pan out quite the way that they were hoping. She kind of grew up to be a lot more critical of the level of status that she was holding and finding a lot of tension there. So Adhila doesn't look quite like your typical expectation of a half-orc. She's somewhat smaller, standing around like 5'7", 5'8". Stocky, but like still like gaunt, like not super swole kind of build, but like definitely like a very sturdy build. Usually has like her like shoulder length hair like braided back. But the most distinctive thing about her is that she usually gets read as a human since she doesn't have tusks. They were actually removed by her adoptive parents when she was really young. And she had to wear this kind of obnoxious, like these obnoxious braces that like shaped her jawline and stuff. So it's, there's a huge point of very strange, like cultural dysmorphia that, she's constantly dealing with. She usually wears like pretty simple clothing. Just like simple pajama, has like this well-made, but kind of straightforward looking like leather coat that she usually wears everywhere. She carries around this sursingar, which is kind of a gigantic stringed instrument that you usually expect someone to sit down with to play. Plays it when she's like stressed or thinking something over, but she doesn't have to sit down to play it because she's just been carrying it around so much. So she plays it like a guitar. I guess one other detail, like at this point, she's working primarily as a food critic. Who uses her criticisms to highlight a lot of disquieting social questions that she's asking of her home city. That's kind of garnered a lot of attention for her, as well as some professional derision. So let's see where things go there.
Hi, my name is Leona Bedlam. You can find me on the internet at The Lady Bedlam. I am playing a girl named Aditi, more well known as Vaidehi Aditi Thakur, but she prefers to go by Aditi. And she is a tiefling beastmaster ranger. You will meet her in the story, and she will kind of be this darker skinned tiefling with horns on her head. And she typically wears like dhoti style pants and like a blouse, and she wears a dupatta wrapped around her shoulders and neck and above her head to kind of cover up her horns.
So now you know. Please join us on Monday, May 6th to see what happens to Anika, Adhuri, Adhila, and Aditi. Take care, and remember, the adventure lies in the journey.